Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kyra. How can I help you today?
Okay, we found this bill on our credit card. It says peaklifestylegoals.com. What is this about? We don't ever remember ordering anything from you people.
Yes, ma'am. So this is a third-party customer service call center. We do represent several different companies. You can provide me with your zip code so that I can further assist you.
Yes, it's 34610. Because it says we have a bill of $49.99, and we have no idea what this is. I don't remember authorizing this.
Okay. Can you state the first and the last name?
I think it's under my husband, but I think Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D, Parrino, P as in Paul, A-R-R-I-N-O.
Okay, one moment, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. I do see that they have the customer here listed. To confirm that this is correct, could you verify the customer's shipping address?
14344 Glen Rock Road, Spring Hill, Florida, 34610.
Yes, ma'am. I see that they have the customer here listed for the sweepstakes contest entry. Does he recall perhaps completing a survey for any sort?
Oh, I don't know how this happened because neither of us authorized that. Can you remove that, please?
Okay, so you're stating that the customer did not complete a survey for one of the various items?
Exactly correct. Neither of us did.
Yes, ma'am. So do you think anyone else in the household could have signed the customer up using the information here?
No, because there are only two of us in our house.
Okay. Well, at this time, I am able to go ahead and get this account canceled. And far as the charge, I would have to get you transferred to our fraud department so that they can further assist you with the transaction.
That's fine. Thank you. Now, you said, what was this for? This was some type of sweepstakes for $49.99?
We have here that someone signed up completing a survey listed for an iPad, entering the sweepstakes, results in completing the survey. It informs you in the terms that you have
to
be for the diet programming app as well.
Okay. Well, we don't – all right. Yes, if you transfer me, that would be great. Len, can you come here, please?
Okay. One moment. Yes, ma'am. So at this time, the account has successfully been canceled, and I'll proceed to get the customer's information transferred.
Okay. Now you say that you're canceling it. Is that what you're saying?
I stated that I've canceled the account. As far as the charge, you would have to get it transferred to the fraud department so they can further assist
okay.
you.
She said this $49.99. She's canceling me to. I mean, she's transferring me to the fraud department. She said one of us entered a sweepstakes for $49.99
no
for an
way.
iPad. That so she's transferring me to a fraud department. Okay. She canceled it, but I still have to speak to a fraud department.
Yeah, because nobody
ordered an iPad or nothing. Okay.
No.
Hello?
One moment, ma'am. I'm proceeding to having the customer's information transferred.
All right. Thank you. That's what I'm waiting for because my husband verified. He said neither of us did anything like that.
Okay. So at this time, I do want to thank you for contacting customer service. You have a great day. You will be put on
all right, so now what
so
you told me that
you
canceled it and then the fraud department will take care of it. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much. Okay, great.